This week, our nation celebrates Thanksgiving. So what are you thankful for? Do you know what I'm thankful for? Just listen. That total silence, I do not get a whole lot in the chaos of the Sharp household. As I grow older, year by year, I start to understand a little bit better why my father would get worked up, you know, what 10 or 11 screaming kids will do to an adult in a car ride. I also understand why he would be heard saying, "Stop shouting or I'll pull over and give you something to shout about." But you know what? I actually missed the shouting of my children when I was away from them. About a year ago, I went to Greece for 2 weeks. You don't know what I would have given to hear the shouts of my children and the raised voice of discipline from my wife. I actually kind of missed that white noise that constantly hums in my house. Then again, it didn't take more than a day of being back to wish for the quiet of Greece again, but still. Do you know what God is thankful for? He is thankful for the shouts of thanksgiving from his people. He longs for that shouting. He doesn't like quiet in his house. He wants the shouts of thanksgiving and praise from his grateful people. And so this week, we're going to take a look at Psalm 100 to see what God wants to hear his people shouting about. This is what God's word says. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's pray. Lord, teach me to shout for joy this week. Show me all the wonderful things you have done for me and said about me. Show me that even on the worst of days, I have reason to shout for joy to you. Amen.